Welcome to the LKN Faith Podcast. This post on Sunday's episode is titled, Easter. Written by Joshua Ankia. I remember growing up and celebrating Easter every year. On Friday, we would have hot cross buns and tea without milk at home. The significance of these items was as follows. Each bun was decorated with a cross made from flour paste, which represented the cross on which Jesus was crucified. The spices that are used in these buns represented the spices used to embalm Christ after his death. The tea without milk was supposed to represent his blood. Then on Sunday we ate Easter eggs. What did the Easter eggs have to do with Easter? Eggs represented new life or rebirth. Easter eggs are said to represent Jesus' emergence from the tomb and resurrection. In my childhood years, I sincerely believed this. But it was not until I began to search for God and learn his ways, according to the Bible, that I was able to see the truth behind the crucifixion. What I used to do was simply paganistic in nature, and I shudder to imagine doing that again. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the heart of the Christian faith and message. It is Christ's victory over sin and death, and it is never intended to be celebrated simply with hot cross buns and tea without milk. This weekend will be hailed as Easter, and for most people in the Christian world it will be remembered as the weekend in which Christ was crucified. Some churches will gather together in celebration of this event, and it may be the only other time of the year when they partake of the Holy Communion, Eucharist, or Lord's Supper, besides Christmas. How did Easter become so popularized? It was erroneously translated by the King James Bible translators. They translated the Greek word Pascha in Acts 12:4 to Easter instead of Passover. Through their influences, it became a once-a-year celebration. Perhaps it will be the only time that some will remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Perhaps it will be the only time that they take the Lord's Supper. However, the ordinances of Scripture do not support a once-a-year observation of the Lord's Supper. In fact, the Apostle Paul clearly laid the example for us, by changing his travel plan so that he could meet with the disciples on the first day of the week and celebrate the Lord's Supper, Acts 20, verse 7. May this always be our practice until our last breath. Thank you for listening to another episode of the LKN Faith Podcast. For more content, you can go to our webpage, lakenormanfaith.com, where you'll find all of our written articles and links to social media accounts. God bless, and stay tuned for our next post on Sunday episode.